The leaders of the world's biggest industrialized democracies have agreed to spend $20 billion over the next 10 years to dismantle weapons of mass destruction in the former Soviet republics. They also agreed on a framework for providing more aid to the poorest African countries. The actions were announced on the second day of the G8 summit in the Canadian Rockies. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on what the summit accomplished.
Russia has some 40,000 tons of chemical weapons and 600 tons of plutonium and highly enriched uranium. Since the breakup of the Soviet Union, the United States has been concerned these materials could fall into the hands of terrorists, and it's been paying Russia $1 billion a year to safeguard its stockpiles. Under the agreement announced yesterday, the other countries will jointly contribute another $1 billion a year over the next decade. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said it was important to devote more resources to the process.
Given the terrorism threat that is off-sited by those who worry about the legacy of these weapons of mass destruction, we think this is a very important initiative, and we're delighted to get it done.
The countries agreed to set up a new agency to oversee the disarmament and monitor its progress. The weapons initiative was the most important to emerge from the summit, which was held in a remote mountain village near Calgary, far from protesters and most of the media. The summit was shorter than those held in the past and involved far fewer people. The leaders didn't even bring their wives. And unlike past years, no communique was issued at the summit's end. Officials said the pared-down nature of the summit allowed them to focus on producing results. In addition to the weapons policy, the G8 leaders agreed on a package of debt relief and grants to Africa. But the countries will only receive the money if they agree to reform their economic and political systems by embracing free markets and providing education to girls as well as boys, for instance. This carrot-and-stick approach to aid distribution has been a special project of the Bush administration, which has also called for a big increase in foreign aid. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan attended the meeting yesterday where the plan was approved.
If the G8 really carry out the action plan they are announcing today, the summit might come to be seen as a turning point in the history of Africa and indeed of the world.
But aid groups expressed disappointment that the countries didn't commit to spending more money in Africa. While the countries said they would earmark 50% of their foreign aid to Africa, they declined to set a target for how much they will spend in total. The summit was the first to be held since September 11th, and terrorism was another issue high on the agenda. The leaders agreed to develop plans to protect the world's transit and cargo infrastructure from terrorist attacks. But the summit was at times overshadowed by events not on the agenda. President Bush's Mideast plan, announced this week, proved especially controversial. Several of the leaders held back from endorsing his call for Palestinians to remove Yasser Arafat from office. There was also considerable discussion of the massive accounting fraud uncovered at WorldCom and the continuing drop in the U.S. stock market. In a global economy, several of the leaders said, the impact of the ongoing corporate scandals is being felt well beyond U.S. borders. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Calgary.